Do you think you've lost business along the way because your fee went up?
Absolutely, yeah. But I'm prepared to lose business because I know when I get a good fee, people will listen more. Every time I get a crap fee, we all know the vendor treats you disgusting and you've always got issues with that potential client.
Okay. Now, Tom, roughly how much have you increased your fee by as a percent?
So realistically, I looked at the numbers last night. I was doing 100, I've done 100 and I think 22 sales this financial year, me personally on my own. That's excluding my team members, my buyer's agents. And that I've done what, $2 million in fees. So just under that, 1.19 compared with before I wrote $1 million in fees at the same time. So $200,000, Tom.
Okay. Now, Tom, can I ask you, are you selling more expensive properties?
Oh, yes, I am. Definitely selling more, not massive amounts, but definitely a higher sale price. I'm just very, very conscious though, when I list a property now, rather than going at 1.8%, I'm at 2% or 2.2% or 2.5%, or it depends on the price point. But I'm selling properties now as high as 2.75% in a marketplace where most of my competitors are at 2%. So I sold one in the northern suburbs, like a few suburbs across from Ross Trevor a few months ago, after the first open, for $590,000 at 2.75%. Now, 2 years ago, I would never have got that commission, but it's all this. It's all mindset.
Tommy, apart from the mindset, Vanessa asks here, did you change your script during your listing presentation when you increased your fee?
No, I think the number one factor for everyone listening to this afternoon is, you've got to remember, I've been doing this 11 years now, so it didn't come overnight. And I think at the end of the day, most of my business, because I've worked so bloody hard for, people feel guilty if they don't list their property with me. So everyone's at different stages of their career. So in the first 2 or 3 years, yes, you fight, you scrap, you chase, you have to try and get every property onto the market. Whereas me now, I've earned the right with 90% of my customers because I've been in contact with them so much over a long period of time. Like, I listed a property 2 nights ago on Monday night. The competition were at 1.5%. He goes, mate, the reason you're here, his direct words were, you're a persistent bastard. That's what his direct words were at the lounge room. And I said, mate, I'm not going to be the cheapest real estate agent, but I'm not the most expensive. You're going to get agents from 1.5% upwards of 2.5. I'm at 2% plus GST. Didn't blink an eyelid. There you go. I got the listing, right? But you know why? Because I chased him for 9 years. I deserve the right.
Tom, can I ask you, when you first started in real estate, which a lot of the people are watching it here, how did you build data?
It's given you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.